Hello.
Hi, this is Malky. I'm reaching out from Family First Care. Is this Jessica?
Yes.
Hi, Jessica. So we got your application and we see that you're interested in becoming a caregiver. Is that still the case? Are you still interested?
Yes.
Amazing. So I'm going to be the one helping you with the onboarding process to get you like signed up. And the way it works is that first we're going to onboard you, like have you help you with the hiring process, and then as soon as we find a case for you, we're going to be able to start you guys as soon as possible, because you already took care of the hiring process.
Okay, and where are you guys located at?
So I'm based out of New York. That's where our like behind the scenes office is, but I'm saying we service like almost the whole Pennsylvania.
Okay, yeah, I was just asking because I'm in Philadelphia, so if I would need to come in.
No, you wouldn't need to come in for anything. We take care of all the hiring process from online, by phone. You wouldn't have to come in for anything.
Okay.
Okay. So let me go through what you'll need. I'm going to send you a text, and that's going to have all the information that we're going to go over, so no need to write anything down.
Okay.
All right. Firstly, there's an application. I sent you a link to that. Next, we're going to need you to complete a competency test. You don't have to worry about getting a good mark on this. As long as you fill it out, it'll be marked as complete and, like, as passed.
Okay.
And then lastly, there's an I-9 form, which I sent you by link, which you'll have to fill out so we have your payment information for when we're going to pay you.
Okay. And do you guys pay weekly or biweekly?
We pay weekly.
And what is the rate, the starting rate?
So it's between 13 and 15, and the reason why is because it varies by case depending on the patient's condition, location.
Okay. Do you know by chance what the hours would be?
So it depends on what the patient's approved for. Like, since we don't have a case for you yet, we don't know, but I'm saying it varies depending on what the patient needs.
Okay, and is there any way that you could put, like, a note in there? I do have small children, so I can only work until a certain time due to being a single mother.
Got it. So that would be... like, that would be, like, done and taken down when a staffer reaches out to you to discuss the case details.
Okay.
Okay, so a few more things in addition to those links that I'm sending you. We're also going to need two forms of ID from you. Do you have a driver's license and social?
I have a state ID and a social.
Perfect. All right, so you could send those over. We would need them. You could send them through text. You take a picture of those IDs and then send them over.
Okay.
In addition to the IDs, we're going to need proof of two-year residency. So what that means is that we need to see a document, like an ID or a bill that's dated from 2023 or before, showing that you did live in Pennsylvania for two or more years.
I have rent receipts.
Perfect. Rent receipts would be fine.
I've lived in Pennsylvania my whole entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing. So, yeah, that should be fine. You could send those over as well through text. And then... last thing we're going to need is a TB test.
A tuberculosis test?
Yeah. Do you know if you had one recently?
When I was incarcerated.
Incarcerated. Was that more than a year ago?
No.
Okay, so, sorry, it was within the year?
It was in June.
It was in June. Okay, amazing. So if it will be within the year and you have those results.
The problem is that I had it done at the... in intake process of when I was being booked in to be incarcerated. So I don't know that I'm able to get those results.
Got it. So in that case, we could schedule you to one of our urgent cares to have the TB test.
Okay. And that won't harm me if I get it done more than once, right?
So no, and they actually do either there's like the injection kind or there's the blood work kind. So we prefer the blood work kind since you don't have to return for any reading.
Okay, yeah, because I had the injection kind when it was June 7th.
Okay, yeah, so we would do the blood work kind, so it's not bad to get more than one.
Okay.
Let me see the locations, which one's closest to you. I'm going to read them down and let me know which is closest to you. All right, so there's one in Cheltenham, one in Conshohocken, one in Kennet and Northern Liberties, Port Richmond, Roxborough, or Torsdale.
Northern Liberties or Port Richmond would be the two best.
Got it. Let me see. Northern Liberties. Amazing. I'm going to schedule you for Northern Liberties. You can go anytime. I believe they're open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. When do you think you'd be able to go?
Sometime tomorrow. I can go, well, anytime after 1 o'clock tomorrow. My son has an appointment at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Got it. Okay. All right. So we also submit a background check. That's something that we have to do. Are you able to provide me with your date of birth and your social security number so we could submit that background check?
9/26/1997.
9/26/1997. Okay.
160-78-5908.
5908. Okay. Wait, sorry. And when did you say you'd be able to go to the?
Anytime after 1 o'clock tomorrow. I would just need the address of the Northern Liberties place.
Perfect. So I'm going to send you a authorization, which is going to be a screenshot that you could show them that we authorize it, we're going to pay for it. And then that authorization also has the address on it, so you'll see it.
Okay.
I'm going to text that over to you.
Okay. And now with the hiring process, once I'm hired and all that, if I'm hired and there's not a case for me, would I be paid or would I have to wait until there's a case for me?
No, you would have to wait till there's a case for you.
Okay.
You would have to wait. I'm sending you over the authorization now, and we're going to be out for a few days for the Jewish holiday. Our office is going to be closed, but I'll be in touch with you either at the end of this week or beginning of next week.
Okay.
Okay, amazing. And if you're not able to reach me by phone, feel free to text me, and I'll see you when I get back.
Okay, and the name of the agency is, I'm sorry.
No worries, that's Family First Care.
Okay, thank you.
Of course, you have a good one. Pleasure talking to you, Jessica.
You too.
All right. Okay, bye.